Hello everybody and welcome back to another podcast for I'm Adopted. I really just want to say a huge thank you to those people around the world who have been tuning in, listening on a weekly basis and keeping themselves updated with every episode every week. I really am very thankful and I'm extremely, extremely thankful to all of you guys for tuning in. Now, I am a Russian New Zealand adoptee. My name is Alex Gilbert and I run the project called I'm Adopted, which is facebook.com/imadopted.org. You can go and have a look if you've not checked that out, and you can also visit me on social media as well. I've got a really great story. I've actually asked my birth father to answer a few questions about his life. His name is Mikhail Kovkov. And he grew up in Arkhangelsk, Russia, which was the same city that I was born in 1992. Now, my birth mother had a relationship with my birth father. He's going to talk about it himself. But I asked him a few questions. I wrote to my birth father, and he agreed to talk, actually, in Russian. And we've got a friend of mine and actually a family who's helped out with this podcast, and they are just very helpful. I'm very thankful to them for being involved with this awesome podcast episode of the story of my birth father. And they helped a lot with the translation, everything. Thank you so much, Katerina, and your family, your brother, your husband, for being involved with this podcast episode about the story of my birth father. Now, of course, my birth father sent through voice messages through to me, and he answered all my questions. And so I'm going to let him take it away, and I hope that you guys enjoy. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Kovkov Mikhail. I was born and grew up in the northern part of Russia, in Arkhangelsk, the city located on the shores of Belarus Sea in 1969. Back then we lived rather modest life, occupying just a single small room in a big two-story timber apartment building. There were 36 families altogether living on both floors. One of the floors had 18 rooms and one spacious corridor. However, among all neighbors, there were family-like relationships, and all festivities, including birthdays, were celebrated together in one common, very large kitchen area. Later, when I grew up, we moved into a one-bedroom apartment, also in a two-story timber building. In general, Arkhangelsk is a city where the majority of the buildings were constructed using wood as the material. Back in time, even sidewalks and roads were paved with timber. I started attending primary school in 1976. One of the memories is us learning the anthem of USSR, standing at the first school assembly in front of the school building next to the monument of little Volodya Ulyanov Lenin. The principal of the school was World War II veteran Vasily Filipovich Filipov, and he organized this ceremony very thoroughly. By the way, school number 2 in Arkhangelsk, presently named after him. During summer season, my parents always sent me to the summer camp to have a rest and recharge. The holidays lasted almost for entire 3 summer months. Initially, I went there as a regular visitor kid, but later, as I grew up, I got qualified as a chef and started going there as a camp's chef. At the time, the camp was also visited by orphanage children. I had many of them as friends, and our friendships lasted for a very long time. They often visited me at my home, where I were warmly welcomed by my mother. Sometimes they stayed and lived with us for a longer time. Also, I visited them in the orphanage, and the teachers and the director knew me well. There, in the orphanage, I met Tatiana Guzovskaya, future biological mother of Alex. She was a resident of the orphanage as well. She was 3 years younger than me. Prior to the period of my army service, I didn't pay to her any attention at all. She was too young and I had a girlfriend at the time. Our relationship started developing after my return from the army service.
Now, as you heard, my birth mother was actually in an orphanage all her life. And I don't know if you know too much of the story yourself, but she didn't really know her family at all. She was raised in the orphanage and her parents put her in there really young. And so she's always had this non-contact with her biological family. Until recently last year, my birth mother, I helped her get in touch with her family, who actually reached out to me after seeing some of the projects I've been doing online. They reached out to me and they saw Tatiana in a video, and her brother actually lives in the Ukraine. So we're still trying to put that puzzle together about my birth mother's family and about her life. And this is really incredible to see that, yes, they did have a relationship growing up. And my birth mother met my birth father when she was still in the orphanage, late teens, and they did develop a relationship. My birth father, he became a chef. And after military and all of that, he loves to cook. It's a thing that he's always been into. And I'll let him talk about this and how everything came about with where he is now.
I received qualification of chef, went to army, served in Kazakhstan for 2 years, discharged. In 1989, started working as a chef in Dvina restaurant in Arkhangelsk. After that, became a seaman working as a chef on the fishing vessels. Generally speaking, lived and worked like other millions of Soviet people. Later, with the start of perestroika in the country, everything collapsed. Factories and production facilities started to shut down. Salaries were paid with delays or not paid at all. Everyone survived the best they could. I got qualification and started working as a trolleybus driver. Then Arkhangelsk trolleybus line was also closed. We were left without the job and I moved to St. Petersburg. Here I met my beloved future wife and we had the daughter named Sonia. Later my mother moved from Arkhangelsk to live with us.
Of course, 2013 was not only a life changer for me, but also for my mum and dad, and also, of course, for my birth parents. Now, there's a specific date that Misha remembers very clearly in 2013, of that day that I reached out to him through social media asking if he knew of Tatiana, my birth mother. And this is when everything was really quite emotional for him. He couldn't believe how much information was coming to him, and he couldn't actually believe that he also had a son in New Zealand. So I asked him in this next question about what he thought about the day of me reaching out to him for the first time and what was going through his mind, and did he think it was true or not, or how could he take it all in all at once, and what did he tell his family? So Misha's going to tell us about this, and I think it's pretty incredible just to hear what was going through his mind or how he was feeling that day, or how he was feeling for the next couple of months, how he was trying to take everything in and tell his entire family.
Yes, that day of 7th of April 2013 I remember vividly. I had been working on my computer and started receiving messages from a young man. What's more, I couldn't understand them as they were in different language. I was thinking that somebody is playing an elaborate prank on me, keeping in mind that it was April. I was able to understand only one thing: I'm your son. My wife, Lena, also took interest in it and helped me a lot. Together we started figuring things out and reading. To be honest, I couldn't believe it was happening. And after receiving Tatiana's contact number from Sasha, called her. We had a long conversation. She explained to me everything and all fell in place.
Of course you're going to have questions when a son of yours has reached out to you through social media, asking questions and claiming that they are your son. It's really quite, I don't know, it's about taking in the information, asking questions and figuring out, how did this all happen? How come nobody told me? It was something that Misha always was always thinking in his mind. He was always thinking, why did I not know? Why did Tatiana never tell me? We can never be angry about the past. We can never change anything from the past. We have to look at the future. And he understands that. He completely understands that. But of course, he was asking why. Why didn't you tell me all those years ago? Where did you go? And I asked Misha about the relationship with my birth mother, Tatiana, and how everything came about when they were very young. Was it young love? What was it as young, late teenagers? What was going on? How did they meet each other? All of these questions I always wanted to ask. And of course, you know, Misha was happy to answer this. And it was really quite interesting just to hear that, yes, they had a relationship. There was a lot of arguments here and there, but you know, you got to put yourself in the birth parent's shoes as well. And if my birth mother wasn't able to look after me, she wasn't able to look after me. She was shy. I guarantee it. She was very shy. She told me that she didn't have any money. She couldn't look after me. She was too scared to tell my birth father. I believe that was the real answer to why I was adopted. But of course, look at the family I was raised in, and I'm very thankful for this. And of course, Misha he talks about my mum and dad at the near the end of this. So there's a lot of things that really changed his life, and the relationship with him and my birth mother is a really interesting relationship.
I had not seen Tatiana for years. I had no idea where she is. Back then, in distant 1991, I was 21 and she was 17. We started dating. At the time, she already started and lived in Arkhangelsk. We had spare time and spent it together. We were meeting, going to the cinema and having walks. At the time, there were not many places to go, so often we spent time at my place. She lived in a dorm. We were making some plans for the future. We were trying to build relationships, having arguments and reunions. Generally speaking, had everything common with the majority of young people. But apparently Tatiana got tired of all of that. We had an argument and she disappeared. Graduated from her technical college and went missing. I was trying to figure out what happened and find her. But everything was in vain. Only later it was related to me that she married and changed the place of living. Where and with whom I couldn't find out. Back then, I remained unaware that she gave birth to a child and left him in a hospital. And even now, after so much time has passed, I'm asking this question. Why? Why didn't you tell me anything? She always replies with the same answer. I didn't want to tell you. That's all.
Of course, like any young mother, it's going to be very hard to, I guess, tell everybody that you're pregnant. And maybe she was embarrassed, my birth mother was shy, but to this day she always says, I don't know. That is all. But they have been in touch and they have met again 5 years ago, my birth mother and my birth father. They met with me and they did meet each other after all these years. It's really interesting, the meetup. My birth father brought along flowers and gave them to my birth mother. And I know that my birth father doesn't keep in touch with my birth mother. There's not really much of a need of that. My birth mother has a partner and my birth father has a wife. And so things, time goes on, life goes on, all of this. But one day that's really prominent would definitely be the day that I Skyped my birth father for the first time in 2013, the year that I reached out to both my birth parents. You would obviously know that meeting him for the first time, well, both my birth parents, was also a very prominent day and very clear, vivid day for me. But reaching out through Skype was just a day that I'll never forget. The emotions, everything. I was very nervous, and I asked Misha about how he felt prior to Skyping me for the first time. It was a way that we could actually ask each other questions. We had a friend that would translate during the day, and it was just a moment that I'll never forget. It was something. It was definitely something.
Our first meeting with Sasha was via Skype. Oh, it was very exciting. Me and my wife had been making thorough preparations, feeling nervous, even thought about what to say, what to reply, what clothes to put on and how to sit. Will our virtual meeting go well? Will we be able to understand each other given that we speak different languages? But as soon as our conversation started, everything went really well. The nervousness went away and we had a wonderful talk. We found many things in common. Now our every conversation takes a very long time where we are discuss a variety of topics. Of course, we do it with the help of an interpreter. The girl Nastya from Arkhangelsk joins us and help. Of course, a big thanks to her. I hope that my daughter Sonia, when she grows up and goes to school, will learn English and will talk with Sasha as well as interpret for us.
Over the years, I've met some incredible people who have helped out with translating and all of that for me to keep in touch with my birth father. Of course, I've been practicing the language a lot. I can actually read the Russian language very slowly, but I'm able to understand a lot. In fact, when we were translating this, I was able to understand a lot that my birth father said. Believe it or not, it's something that I haven't really picked up on, but I was able to understand a few keywords with his answers when we did the translation of this podcast. But I want to say a huge thank you to Anastasia from day one for helping out with a lot of the translation over in Russia, helping us, being with us every day and just keeping us connected when we are there. So, and also of course Sonia, when she grows up, my half sister, she's going to be helping translate. I know she will be. She's going to be learning English, and she's only 6 years old. I met her when she was only 9 months old when I went to Russia for the first time. And of course, the first time was something that I needed to ask my birth father. I wanted to hear about how he was feeling, his emotions, everything, with that one day in November 2013 when I went over to Russia. After I met my birth mother, I then went to meet my birth father in St. Petersburg, and it was a day that I think both of us, or all of us, will never forget. I remember getting ready for my big trip to Russia in 2013, at the end of 2013, and just going to meet my birth parents. I remember it was something that I really didn't know how I was feeling, the emotions. I was very nervous. Everything was really running through my mind over and over again. So I asked my birth father, Misha, about the day that I went to go and meet him in St. Petersburg for the first time, how he was feeling, the emotions, everything like that. And I really feel like I wouldn't know how he would be feeling, but I was incredibly nervous about everything. And I was rerunning thoughts in my mind about what he might be like after meeting my birth mother the day before. I got onto a plane the next day and met my birth father and his entire family in St. Petersburg.
Sasha's first visit to Russia was a very important event, to us as well as to him. Me and my wife started preparations. I felt very nervous and uneasy, and everyone tried to reassure me. He called me from the airport and I had no idea what to say. I lost my words, and what could I say without speaking English? I couldn't talk to him using the same language. We met, and with the help of an interpreter, had a long conversation. Me and my whole family were very happy to meet him. Next day, we had a picnic in the park and a trip around St. Petersburg after. Unfortunately, he had little time to spend with us.
I did have little time. It was unfortunate that the trip in St. Petersburg was short. I was only there for pretty much 2 days. First day was meeting him in the afternoon and his entire family, and then the next day was some crazy picnic we had in the winter. It was worth doing the picnic. It was something I really wanted to experience. We had shashlik, which is a type of kebab. It's like cubes of meat that's put on a big kebab stick, and you put it over a little portable barbecue and you go and cook it out in the park or something similar like that. So we did that in the park. Start of winter, it was cold, but my God, the experience was awesome. It was really cool just to really have that all happen all at the same time. And the meetup went very quick. I'm just trying to put my words together here, but the meetup with my birth father went too quick. I would have stayed longer. I would have really wanted to stay with his family for longer and get to know his family. And we really went through a lot of photos and gifts that we exchanged to each other, which was it was something. He gave me a huge amount of gifts, and I'm very thankful for that. And I remember just knowing that I had too many, and he actually had to end up posting them back to New Zealand. There was that many gifts, but it was a big day for us, and I really was nervous. I don't know what emotions I was going through. We were both very nervous about the entire meeting. I definitely was. And my mum and dad really helped with a lot of the gifts for my birth father and his family. Just a lot of New Zealand Kiwi gifts. It was really something that I was very thankful for with my mum and dad. And the support of both sides was just a special moment. And a lot was going through my mind as an adoptee. Like, how is he going to think of me? Is he going to think I'm strange? I don't speak Russian. How is he going to react? What's this going to be like? What will the language barrier be like? It was all these questions that I always had running through my mind when I met him, and everything really felt like it was a dream. It felt like it wasn't supposed to happen. Well, it did, but it really felt like this is really surreal. This is such a surreal moment for me. I'm actually meeting my birth father. And one thing I really asked my birth father that I was very interested in was, what was his reaction with his family? How did his family feel that this son that lives in New Zealand has come all this way to Russia to meet him and his entire family? I mean, they must have been just very nervous or very excited. It's a question that I've been wanting to ask him for a long time. I knew the story, of course, but I wanted to hear it from himself.
What was the reaction of my family? It was exceptionally positive. Everyone was very happy. Grandma saw her grandson. Little Sonia, who was 9 months old at the time, saw her brother. The wife was very delighted. She admired and kept repeating how we were alike in every detail. Smile, emotions, gestures, words. Everyone was just ecstatic. Over the course of his visit, our relationship became warmer. We became really close. I had strong feeling of guilt at the time, and I'm grateful that he forgave me. I'm doing my best to talk to him as often as possible. We are always waiting for him to visit us. We all love him.
I'm always very thankful for the relationship over the years with my birth father and for the respect from my birth father to my parents, my mum and dad, and just how he praises my parents, how he bows down to them, how he thanks him for raising me to the person I am today. And some of you may not know this, but my birth father has met both my mum and dad. In 2015, my mum and dad came over with me to Moscow, and we all met in Moscow for the first time. It was really a surreal moment, and it's actually on my YouTube channel. You can actually see the meeting of my birth father meeting my mum and dad, which is pretty incredible, especially when it's something that I would never expect. Sorry, I'm actually quite nervous in this podcast because it's just a moment that's really quite surreal for me, doing this whole entire episode for I'm Adopted. So I asked Misha about the relationship with my mum and dad and how he thinks of my mum and dad. Of course, when I say how he thinks of my mum and dad is, it's good. It's always positive. And he praises my mum and dad for the support and for raising me. And so I asked him this.
And of course, I'm very grateful to Mark and Janice. We saw and spoke each other. They're wonderful people and exceptional parents. They raised the great guys. Both Alex and Andrei are wonderful, not resented young men. I take my hat off to them from the bottom of my heart. I always thank them a lot for raising Sasha and making him the way he is. We are always waiting for them to visit us in Russia. We love them very much. And I think that they agree if I say that our family grew even bigger. I hope, and I know that from now on we will never be separated again. Many years will come by, and even with 1,000 kilometers between us, we will always be one big close family. Thank you, New Zealand. Thank you, wonderful people. We love you. See you later.
So that is the story of my birth father as told from himself. I'm very thankful for my birth father for agreeing to do this podcast. I'm very thankful for everything with my birth father, the relationship between me and my birth father, and also the contact with my birth father and my mum and dad, the praise he has for my parents, the support he has for me, and how he's very thankful that I was raised by my mum and dad, and how everything came about now. I'm very happy, and I always say, you know, the past is the past. You can never go back in time. You can never change something that's happened 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago. But you got to look at the positives and look at where I was raised in my family, incredible, beautiful family. I love my parents. I love my mum and dad. I love my family. And I also love my Russian family. And it's something that I'm very thankful for. I'm very grateful for. And it's something that I always think about all the time. And I keep in touch with my birth father. I keep in touch with my birth mother. My birth father a lot more, as you can probably understand. He just really follows my life and he follows everything I do. As much as the language barrier is difficult, I have been able to say things in Russian to him. I have been able to contact him in Russian myself without the help of Google Translate. Of course, it's not easy. It's always something that is a challenge all the time. And organizing such a long trip from Russia to New Zealand is another big obstacle. It's always a big thing. It's a big step. But it's something that I'm always willing to do to keep that contact going and keep that relationship going with my birth father. I will be seeing him at the end of the year. He doesn't know exactly what day I am arriving in St. Petersburg at his house, but his wife does. But I will be surprising him at the end of the year. And I will be surprising his entire family. Well, except for his wife, because his wife will know, of course. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast this week for I'm Adopted. I thank you guys so much for tuning in on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you're listening to. Thank you so much. And please go ahead and check out I'm Adopted on Facebook. It's facebook.com/I'm Adopted.org. I'm Adopted O-R-G. Please go and have a look. Share your story. If you're adopted, you can reach out to me through there. Reach out to the page, everything. You can reach out to the community. We have a private community on there. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, I'll see you guys next week for another I'm Adopted podcast. Dasadanya, ibo shuya spasiba. E. Bashoye Spasiva Misha Kovkov. Thank you. That means thank you very much, Misha Mikhail Kovkov. Misha Kovkov. Mikhail. Misha means Mikhail. So that's the shortened version. Thank you guys so much for listening, and see you guys next time. Thank you.